I'm Uri Dromi, and I'm the director of the Jerusalem Press Club, established in June 2013.
What do you want the world to know about Israeli cinema from the Jerusalem Film Festival?
Well, I want the world to know that Israel is not conflict only, it's not problems related only, it's a country which is a democracy, a country with lots of energies and dynamics in social and economic and cultural and religious trends and currents, and they all find their representation in good cinema. And therefore, I think Israeli films are kind of a prism that the world can look at Israel in a different way, in an artistic way, in, I think, more in a deeper way and in a more complex way.
What do you see as the future of Israeli cinema?
I see more and more Israeli films winning awards in festivals, maybe the biggest awards. I see a lot of films appealing to wider audiences, while we in the past thought that our own existence here and the experience are very unique and could, and all the Israelis can understand and or relate to them. I think today Israeli films and the success of Israeli films show that there is a potential for more films, more Israeli films, reaching wider audiences and spreading the word that Israel has something to offer to the world in the cinematic scene.
What are the themes that you see in Israeli cinema that are universal, that, that anybody can pick up?
Conflict, of course, between nationalities, between religions, between, you know, gender-oriented conflicts. Stories of the family. You know, our famous author Amos Oz once said, every good novel is about what happens in the kitchen, you know, of a family. Like, it all starts, I think Woody Allen would agree, and many others. So I see issues of the family, of gap between generations, cultural differences, which all are typical Israeli here, will appeal to cinema goers anywhere, because we just saw this week, we saw a film which is like, it was shot in one house, the 3 weeks in one house, and it's all in a close-knit family, and you say, who in the world will find any interest in such a film? But I spoke with people who come from abroad, and they said, no, it's about the families all around the world tackle the same issues, the same problems, and it's always intriguing to look at the same problems, which are universal, from a very specific local angle. So that's what makes the Israeli films appeal to many others. Also, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is going on for 100 years and is known all around the world. So any approach, any new, any fresh look at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and not from the cliches of politics, etc., but from the point of view of individuals, I also find it appealing to wider audiences.
And then one final question, because it has been a bit of a challenging week with what's been going on in the news and the conflict that's happening. How do you see the film festival in light of the bigger political picture?
Well, of course, the easiest thing to say is that life goes on, life must go on, the show must go on, must go on. And even when the guns are roaring, the muses have to go on singing. And let's not forget, I mean, people worked years to have their films presented in the festival. And there's always a dilemma. What do you do? You cancel the festival, or you postpone it, or you run it because really this is a tribute to all the hard work and the talents that was put into making these films. But the festival itself was not devoid of political statements, and the filmmakers, directors made a strong statement about the situation. I think people here talk about it all the time, as between the films and all this. And also, I think the current situation forces them to look at the films in a special angle, like, wow, look at this film. What does it tell us about today's events? I think it's a great festival, and I'm glad it ran despite of the events without losing eyesight with the events.
Thank you very much.